إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, today one of my very dear students who's a revert and now lives in America, he asked me a question, and he said that if a Hanafi person comes into the masjid and there is a Shafi'i Imam who is praying Asr at the Shafi'i time, can the Hanafi pray behind him? Also, if the Shafi'i does not pray at that time, then later on, does he have to pray Qada? Now, there are a few things that are more guaranteed to get me excited than a question like this. And the reason is not what you might think. The reason is because this is the root of all evil among the Muslims today. Now, the person who asked me the question is innocent. He is a revert. But to me, that question is even more dangerous when it comes from him, because it is in all questions are indicative of attitudes, of thought. And my question is, here is a person who just entered Islam. What is he asking questions about Shafi'i and Hanafi for? Second question is that when a person walks into a masjid, how do you know if he is Hanafi or Shafi'i? I mean, do the Shafi'i have a kind of walk, or the Ahnaf have a kind of walk that you look at him and say, you know what, he kind of walks funny. I mean, I'm sure he's Hanafi. Or you know what, the way he's sitting, you know, I think he's Shafi'i. I mean, does it come pre-printed on tags attached to your ears, or is it printed on your forehead? Or the question I'm saying is that these are indicative of attitudes of asabiyat and attitudes of chauvinism. And what I've invented I coined a term for it, and I request you all to learn this term and use it. And that term is madhabism. Madhabism. And it is to be pronounced with the same disgusted tone as you would use for racism. Because it's as disgusting as racism. Madhabism. Which is the sign of the... To me, it is a sign of the ultimate level of jahiliyyah. No one with any knowledge of Islam and any tarbiyah will ever focus on issues or even ask somebody, are you Hanafi or Shafi? I mean, except in very specific cases of where you need to know something for an ilmi reason. And as I'm saying this, I'm now trying to think of an example, and believe me, I can't even think of an example. But anyway, I'm sure there is some ilmi reason why you would want to ask this question. But normally, if somebody is asking this question, either actually asking it, or if that question is in his heart to say, is this person Shafi'i or Hanafi or Maliki or Hanbali, then I think this is a sign of very deep sickness of the heart. Very deep sickness of the heart. The sickness of asabiyat, the sickness of enmity with a Muslim brother. The only name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us is Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called us Muslim. That's it. Recently, one of my very dear friends and brothers, and somebody who I consider an ustad, I would have mentioned his name, but I know he wouldn't want me to mention his name, so I'm not mentioning his name. But he sent me a note from Hazrat Rafi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, the son of Shafi Usmani and the elder brother of Taqi Usmani, who is one of the greatest ulama, one of the great ulama of this deen. So was his father, so is his brother Taqi Usmani, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Pakistan, very great fiqh mufti. So a family of people of great scholarship. Now he sent a message and he said that I have instructed my sons never to use the term Deobandi, because these are Deobandi scholars. These are Deobandi scholars for generations. He said, we are, Mufti Rafi Sahib, he says, we are Deobandi three times over. But I have instructed my sons never to call themselves Deobandi, because this is a sign of Asabiyat. It's a sign of this division of Madhabism, a sign of dividing yourself and forming into sects. And he said, this in Islam is haram. And therefore, I have said, you will not use this term. Similarly, I remember reading a fatwa of Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayh, where somebody wrote to him and said, can I call myself Fulan bin Fulan a Salafi? And Shaykh Uthaymeen condemned that in the strongest possible terms. And he said that anyone who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba is following the Salaf. And anyone who is following the Salaf is a Salafi. Now, if you are not following the Salaf, if you are not following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, then you are not a Muslim. So it is a question then you are a Khalafi, because you're following Allah knows who, and you are not following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you are not following the Sahaba, then as far as we are concerned, you are not even in Islam. So where is the question of anyone putting this tag saying Salafi? Who was Imam Abu Hanifa? He was Salafi. Who was Imam Shafi? He was Salafi. Who is the person following Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi? He is a person who is following Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. He is a man who is following the Salaf. And so, therefore, he is Salafi. I mean, getting into these semantics and looking at the grammatical meaning and whatnot is absolute and complete nonsense. So, I asked this friend of mine who asked me this question about, should he follow? I told him, look, did you pray Salah or not? He said, I prayed. So I said, are you completely satisfied with the quality of your salah? Are you completely satisfied? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus salata li dhikri. Allah said, establish salah for my dhikr. Right? So now, are you satisfied that in your salah, that your thought didn't wander anywhere, that your heart was completely connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jala jalaluhu, and that you were not distracted, nothing? Are you completely satisfied with the salah? He said, no, of course I'm not satisfied. Then if you're not satisfied with the salah, you are worried about whether the Imam is Shafi or Hanafi. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And where did this come from? Where did this come from? Now, I have an absolute, I'm a rigid rule with regard to whoever likes to call himself my student, to say that if I ever hear anyone who calls himself a student of mine, calling himself Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbali, Maliki, and looking down on other people for that reason, or saying that I am this and you are that, then that person can consider himself to be ejected from my list of students forever, never to come back. Because this is such an evil. It is pure and undistilled araq of shaitan. I remember a beautiful story that was told to me by one of my dearest asatiza. I consider him to be my ustad, Maulana Muhammad Bhamji rahmatullah alayh. Whenever I went to South Africa, it was fard on me. I would always go first to visit him. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love I have in my heart for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that the year he passed away, I went to South Africa for some other reason. And I remember as soon as I landed in Johannesburg airport, my dear friend and my forever host, Ibrahim Patel, I told Ibrahim bhai, I said, Ibrahim bhai, we have to go and meet Maulana Muhammad Bhamji. So Ibrahim bhai said, you are here for 3 weeks, we'll go and meet him. What is the hurry? I said, no, we have to go and meet him. Right now, we have to go and meet him. So we phoned him. By then, it was late in the night. So we phoned him and he said, of course, he heard I was there. So he always, used to welcome me. He knew I like fish. So always there would be sole in his house. He would have sole cooked for me. And then we would have dinner and I would sit at his feet and he would, he would teach and he would tell stories of our ulama and so on and so forth. And beautiful. Some of my greatest, most cherished memories are from his house and his hospitality. So he said, come tomorrow, which was a Saturday. It was a Saturday. Mamji, then we went and we sat with him and so on and so forth. And one of the stories, I'll tell you what the story was, which he told me, he told us and so on. So after that, the next day was the AGM of the Jamiat. Maulana Muhammad Bhamji was one of the office bearers, but he didn't come for the meeting. So we were concerned. We said, why is he not there? Is he not feeling well? So we phoned and so on, and they said, yes, he's not feeling well. So he wasn't able to come. And Monday he passed away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that, I was able to meet him in good health, alhamdulillah, and get his teaching one day before he died. And this is my Rabb's favor on me, alhamdulillah. Now the story which he told me and told all of us, illustrates this whole issue of asabiyat, illustrates this whole issue of joining hearts and being dead against separating on the basis of anything from our brothers. And the story refers to two of our greatest ulama in the subcontinent, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh and Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayh. Two of the greatest ulama who lived during our independence struggle in this country, and they were on two opposite sides of the coin as far as the formation of Pakistan was concerned. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh was in favor of the formation of Pakistan, and Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani was dead against that. And Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani was also head of Darul Uloom Deoband at that time. So the Deobandi and the Indian Muslim position has always been against the partition and in favor of not having the partition and having India as one country. But anyway, that's a political issue. So now these were two of the greatest ulama of that time and of this country, who were on two opposite sides, completely two opposite sides of this. And obviously you can imagine this is the freedom struggle going on. Partition is, we are not sure, is it going to happen, is it not going to happen? The opinions of the scholars are very important. Two opposite sides, obviously, people, these are very emotive issues, issues where people can get very hot about and so on. So one day, in the majlis of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, who was in favor of the formation of Pakistan, a man came and he criticized Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, who was against the formation of Pakistan. He was in favor of India not being divided. So this man spoke against that in the presence of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Now Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he stopped him in mid-sentence and he said to the man, leave my presence immediately and don't ever come back. He said, get out of here and don't ever come back. Now the man was absolutely shocked, because here, on the face of it, I don't think he sort of, he didn't criticize very strongly, but he meant something critical. So here I am being critical about your, within quotes, enemy. I am being critical about your opponent, about somebody who has an opposite view from you, and you are angry, and you're throwing me out. So anyway, he got chucked out. So he left. So when he left, some of his friends and so on, they told him, they said, look, go to Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani and tell him what happened and apologize to him and tell him, I'm sorry, I criticized you in the presence of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi. Now he's thrown me out. What do? I that's bad for me. I want to go back to his majlis. So ask him. So this man goes to Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayh and tells him, this is what I did to you, Hazrat. I said something critical about you, and Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi threw me out of his majlis and said, don't ever come back. Now look at this. Here is somebody who was criticized by this man, and the man comes to him, owns up to it, apologizes, and tells him that the other person threw him out. What does Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, what does he do? He writes a letter to Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, and he tells him, please forgive the man. I have forgiven him. Please forgive the man. Please take him back into your majlis. So the man takes the letter, goes back. Now when he goes back to Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, Maulana Ashraf Ali reads the letter and tells the man, I honor the opinion of Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani. So therefore, I will not forbid you from entering my majlis, but go and sit somewhere where I cannot see you. I don't want to see your face. So I will not forbid you from entering my majlis, but go sit somewhere else. I don't want to see your face. Now, later on, one of his students, he asked him, he said, why are you so angry? Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani is not so angry. He said, Hussain Ahmad Madani is like the ocean. You can wash any dirt in it, nothing happens to it. The dirt gets cleaned and the ocean remains pure. He said, I am like a small lota. He said, I am like a small pot with some water in it. I have to be very careful of what is washed in me, because I become dirty. Imagine, these are statements by scholars the like of which Allah only knows whether we will ever see again in this, on the face of this earth. But this was their attitude. People, even where they were diametrically opposed and against the opinion of somebody, they never allowed that to come into their hearts. Second story, about the same two scholars. It was a very, very hot summer and Delhi was absolutely scorching. So the people decided to have Salatul Istisqa, the prayer for rain. So the first day they went out and Hussain Ahmad Madini, he led the Salah. Salah finished, no rain. Second day again the people all went out and again Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madini led Salah and Salah finished and again no rain. Third day when they went out, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali goes to Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madini and says, Hazrat, will you please allow me to lead Salah? So Hussain Ahmad Madini said, of course, please go ahead, lead Salah. So Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali leads Salah and Salah finishes and of course there is no rain. So when they got back home, the students and the murids of Maulana Ashraf Ali Rahmatullah Ali, they asked him, they said, Hazrat, why did you lead the Salah? Why did you ask to lead the Salah? He said, I asked to lead the Salah because I knew in any case it is not going to rain. But if I had not led the Salah, you would have said that there was no rain because Hussain Ahmad Madani led the Salah. So I wanted to make sure that you are not able to say anything about Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani. Can you imagine this thing? Imagine the foresight. Imagine the what kind of Usat-e Qalbi, what kind of big hearts these people had. And today, we say he is Shafi, he is Hanafi, and we use it as a expletive, we use it as a gali, we use it as a curse word. He is Sufi, he is Salafi, he is Shafi, he is Hanafi, he is this, he is that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. My brothers and sisters, I strongly, 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 strongly advise you. You are Muslim. That is the only name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu gave you. Follow whichever madhab you wish to follow. Alhamdulillah, all of the ulama, all of the aima are on the haqq. Anyone who follows them, inshallah, that person is on the haqq. Follow whichever mazhab you follow. But believe me, not one of those a'imma, individually or collectively, ever told you to fight on the basis of their mazhab with somebody who follows another mazhab. Find me a quote from any of the a'imma who said, call yourself Hanafi or call yourself Shafi'i or call yourself Maliki or call yourself Hanbali or call yourself Zahiri or whatever. Show me a place where any of the a'imma said, call yourself this because you are following me. Show me any place where Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, do not pray behind a man who follows Imam Shafi'i. Imam al-Shafi was born when Imam Abu Hanifa died. So he couldn't possibly have said anything about Imam al-Shafi because he didn't even know that Imam al-Shafi existed. And when Imam al-Shafi was born, Imam Abu Hanifa had already died. So the point I'm saying is that find me one quote where they ever told you that. So where on earth did you get this rubbish that you should not follow a salah behind somebody who is not from your mazhab? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We have enough divisions as it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. If you are creating differences in deen, you are going against the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Now you decide and you go and ask your mufti, whoever told you to find these divisions, what does it mean if you want to deny the ayat of the Quran? And that is what you are doing. By your amal, you are denying the ayat of the Quran. Please, you are Muslim. Remain Muslim. Focus on what you will be questioned about. You will not be questioned about whether you are Shafi or Hanafi. You will be questioned about the quality of your salah. You will be questioned about the purity of your heart. You will be questioned about your amal. You will be questioned about your aqidah with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever is mentioned in the points of aqidah. You will be questioned about the ikhlas of your amal. Concern yourself with those questions of the day of judgment. You will be questioned about your earning. Are you earning halal? Are you earning haram? Your people today are not concerned about earning halal. They are not concerned about eating halal. They will eat any bloody thing that is dead. They will earn from any source that they can find. And yet they will talk about Hanafi and Shafi and this and that. May I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from these divisions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have some sense and do only that which is pleasing to Him and not destroy ourselves and our religion and our brothers and sisters in the Ummah by falling into this absolutely insane division. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.